This is a work that has meant so much to me. In many ways, it was a turning point in my life when I first heard this piece as a student at UC Berkeley. It was as part of an opera course when I was first kind of getting my opera education. And, you know, we learned about Verdi, and we learned about Puccini, and we learned about Wagner. And, you know, I was starting to get to know it. And then my teacher put on Meredith Monk's Atlas. And it was, I mean, I don't have, even have the words to describe what it felt like to hear that music and to suddenly realize the potential of what opera could be and what it could mean for the future. There was something about the purity of the voices, the idea of an opera that had no spoken text, but was this pure, natural expression of an ensemble of singers that nevertheless had a narrative. I thought that was what was so incredible about it, was that it was not a purely abstract, out-of-left-field piece. I love those now, too. But at that time, as I was still getting to know opera, something that still drew me along into a kind of narrative world, but in the most open way possible, was totally bewitching for me. And it's been a part of my life ever since that time. I was then fortunate enough to work with Meredith on a production of John Cage's Songbooks at San Francisco Symphony. And I told her that how important Atlas has been to me all my life. And she said that she's been looking for the right circumstances for Atlas to return. It was premiered in the early 90s at Houston Grand Opera. And it's only really been seen in her own production. And actually, Meredith is the kind of artist who does everything. She directs, she choreographs, she writes the music, she does the costumes. I mean, she's highly collaborative, and yet it all stems from her imagination. And this is the very first time that she's letting another director do her work. So it is an enormous honor for me and an incredible responsibility that I take on. And so I feel like I am, I stacked the deck on this project with all my absolute best and favorite collaborators on this, choreographers, designers, and everybody, because this is a piece that I think is truly one of the most important American operas ever written and needs to be seen more. The fact that LA Phil took this great chance where I think opera companies could have stepped in over the last 25 years, that LA Phil was the one to say, this needs to see the light of day again in a full production, as big and as beautiful and as fully committed as possible, is very moving. And I knew from the beginning this was going to be my culminating project for my residency at LA Phil.